Now, this next piece of material is something that most people can identify with. It's about losing things. I hate to lose anything. I don't want to lose anything because where is it? See, basically, that's the part that bothers me the most. I'm a practical guy. Where is it? I just had it. You know that feeling? It was just here. Where is it? I don't know. It's gone.
That's true.
It's lost.
I know.
Where could it be?
Could be anywhere.
Maybe it'll come back.
Maybe, but not yet.
It's gone.
That's true. Are we going to go through this shit again? Where do these things go when they're lost?
There are some things I don't even care if I ever get them back. I just want to know where the fuck they went. You know what I mean? And let me say, losing things is one of those events in life that's even worse when you're a kid. It's even worse because people get on you for it. It's double jeopardy. Not only is the item gone, but you're catching shit from up here. You what? I lost my yo-yo. Well, where did you have it last? Hey, if I knew that, I would still have my yo-yo. Well, it must be somewhere, right? Well, it just didn't get up and walk away.
That one always got to me. It just didn't get up and walk away. One time I lost the cat. It just got up and walked away.
And she actually started to say it. Well, it just didn't get up and... Hey, Ma, I think you figured this one out. Where do things go when they're lost? You know what I think? I think there's a big pile of things somewhere. I think there's a big, constantly changing pile of things that are lost. You lose something and whoosh, it goes to the pile. And then you say, oh, look, there it is.
Right back from the pile. And you didn't even know there was a pile.
And where is the pile? In heaven, of course. Has to be in heaven. That's the first thing that happens when you get to heaven. They give you back everything you ever lost. That's the whole meaning of heaven.
You get back everything. Here you are, 79 pairs of sunglasses, 212 cigarette lighters, 4,983 ballpoint pens. Here's a jock strap we found on the Golden State Freeway. It appears to have mule hoof prints and chocolate sprinkles on it. Must have been quite an evening.
Yes, you get back everything. Everything when you get to heaven. Well, not everything. You know, you don't get the big things back. Good judgment, that never comes back. Your tonsils, your appendix, they keep those for display purposes. Virginity, you don't get that back because you're in such a big hurry to get rid of it in the first place. But you get back all your wallets. You get back every wallet you ever lost. No cash. It's just like Earth. They keep the money as a prayer offering. Have you noticed that there are some people who, when they lose something, their first reaction is that it had to be stolen? First thing, hey, it was stolen. It's an ego defense. They can't stand the fact that they might have been stupid enough to have lost something. And even if it's something that nobody would really want that much. Hey, who stole my collection of used bandages? And they also got away with my nude pictures of Ernest Borgnine. Have you noticed this? When you lose something, the longer you look for it, the stranger the places are that you're looking. You look in the goddamnedest places after a while. You have to. You know why? You've already looked in the easy places. Those are the first places we look, the obvious places. That's why people say to each other, well, I've looked everywhere. Well, apparently not. The goddamn thing is still gone, isn't it? Let's keep looking in obvious places. I'll look in the furnace, you check the cesspool. You look in the strangest places. Did you ever look in the freezer for your car keys? Hey, you might as well. Shit, they might be in there. Wouldn't want to pass up a nice obvious place like the freezer, would you? Because you can talk yourself into it. You can picture them in there. That's what the mind is for. Picturing where you left your car keys. You can follow the logic all the way back to the supermarket.
I came out of the supermarket and I had the frozen banana guacamole in my hand. I put it next to me, drove home. When I got out, I picked up the banana guacamole. I had the car keys in this hand. I put it in the freezer. I probably just put the keys right down next to it. Let's go take a look. Oh, they're not in there. I could have sworn I left those keys in the freezer.
And hey, who stole a frozen banana guacamole? You look in some strange places. By the way, while you're in the kitchen, keep looking in obvious places. Check the toaster slots. Look inside a corn muffin. Can never tell, you might have just dropped the keys in the batter while you were passing through and they became trapped and baked inside a corn muffin. Wouldn't want to pass up an obvious thing like that. All things are possible when you're looking for your car keys. You look in some strange places for things. Do you ever find yourself looking in a suit that you haven't worn in 10 years for something you just had 15 minutes ago? You have to. Why? Six more pockets. Wouldn't want to pass them up, would you? Or else you wouldn't be able to say, I've looked everywhere. By the way, while you're in the closet, check the watch pocket of your grandfather's World War I uniform. You just might have handed him the keys before the Battle of Verdun. Here's another thing that happens when you're looking for something. Every now and then you'll go back to where the thing ought to be. You might be out in the garage looking and suddenly you'll go back and open the top drawer. Whoop, nope, not back yet. You're convinced that St. Anthony will bring the keys back while you're in the garage. And of course, if you're looking for your car keys, one obvious place where you have to look 600 or 700 times is your pocket. You will wear out the cloth in your pocket looking because that's where they ought to be.
Well, I had them. Now, Jesus, you know what I usually do? I put them right in here. See, hold on. Wait, nope. No, what I see? No. Oh, wait, hold on. See, now, nope, they're not in here. Usually, I have, hold on. Wait a minute. Nope, no. I thought maybe. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, I know. Maybe they fell upward. Maybe they fell upward and stuck to some bubble gum. You never know.
Of course, those are obvious things, easy things like car keys. Sometimes an unusual item is missing, like the couch.
Did you ever come home and the goddamn couch is gone? Where's the couch?
I don't know.
It's gone.
That's true.
Where could it be?
Could be anywhere.
Maybe it'll come back. Maybe, but not this. No, it's too big, actually. Nothing over 4 feet ever comes back on its own. Well, it was here this morning.
Well, of course it was here this morning. There'd be no sense in mentioning the fact that it isn't here now unless it had been here this morning. There'd be no basis for a comparison.
Fuck you! I'm tired of your analytical shit! Why don't you take your logic and go to bed?
I can't.
Why not?
I sleep on the couch.